The boards of the porch gave slightly beneath her feet. The cloth over the camera obscura was thrown back, and she saw with satisfaction that Howard had sketched the beach and horizon, the scattered rocks and trees. All these were perfect reproductions. He had sketched her hair, a soft cloud, amorphous, but that was all. Where she had stood, the page was blank. Her clothes had fallen like leaves, and he had looked up to see her standing there. For once, it was she who had stopped time. The room seemed dim after the light of the beach, and the world was framed in the window as it had been in the lens of the camera obscura, so bright and vivid that it brought tears to her eyes. She sat on the edge of the bed.
"Lie down," he said, pulling his shirt over his head. "I just want to look at you for a moment."
She did, and he stood over her, his eyes moving across her skin.
"Stay with me," he said,
and he shocked her by kneeling and resting his head on her belly, his unshaven cheek bristling against the flatness of her stomach. She felt his weight with every breath she took, and his own breath traveled on her skin. She reached down, weaving her hands through his thinning hair, and pulled him up to kiss her. Later, she would be astonished not that she had done these things, or any of those that followed, but that she had done them on Howard's bed beneath the open, unscreened window, framed like an image in a camera. David was gone, far out at sea with Paul, fishing. Still, anyone might have walked by and seen them. Yet she did not stop, then or later. He was with her like a fever, a compulsion, an open door into her own possibilities, into what she believed was freedom. Strangely, she found that her secret made the distance between herself and David seem more bearable, too. She went back to Howard again and again, even after David remarked about how many walks she was taking, how far she went. Even when, lingering in bed while Howard fixed them both a drink, she fished his shorts off the floor and found a photo of his smiling wife and three small children inside a letter that said, "My mother is better, we all miss and love you, and we'll see you next week." This happened in the afternoon, sunlight glittering on the moving water, heat shimmering up from the sand. The ceiling fan clicked in the dim room, and she held the photo, gazed outside into the landscape of the imagination, the brilliant light. In real life, this photo would have cut swift and sure, but here, she felt nothing. Nora slid the photo back and let his shorts slip back to the floor. Here, this did not matter. Only the dream mattered, and the fevered light. For the next 10 days, she met him.